In Russia, it's hard to avoid pictures of President Vladimir Putin. His image is so popular that a prominent Russian artist is shamelessly exploiting it in the pop art tradition of Andy Warhol. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Pop artist Dmitry Vrubel first gained fame in 1989. That's when he painted a giant mural on the Berlin Wall featuring former Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev and East German Communist chief Erich Honecker locked in a deep kiss. Vrubel's current fascination is President Putin. Vrubel, along with partner Victoria Timofeeva, has unveiled a new Putin art show at Moscow art gallery Mucha, which doubles as a trendy bar. The centerpiece is a large, surreal portrait of Putin. The colors are vivid. Putin's expression is ambiguous. His face is taciturn, but he's flashing a thumbs-up OK sign. It's the way all of us in Russia look today, Vrubel says. Things in our country appear to be getting better. So like Putin, we try to look brave and say everything's OK. On the other hand, life can still look pretty scary. Above Putin's head is a simple black square, symbolizing Russian abstractionist Kazimir Malevich's 1915 painting of the same name. Putin and Malevich are two of the main things people associate with our country, says Vrubel. What I want to say is that the powers that be should think more about the state of contemporary art in Russia. They should embrace it and promote it. Among the works on display is a set of garish Putin portraits assembled into a 2002 calendar. It's called The 12 Moods of Putin and has racked up big sales. There's one Putin for every month of the harsh Russian climate, a pensive Putin, an angry Putin, a sad Putin, and a tanned, hearty-looking Putin. A lot of high-ranking officials have the calendar in their offices, like they used to hang portraits of Lenin, Brezhnev, Vrubel says, so they can guess what kind of mood Putin will be in from month to month. The exhibit features about 30 works. There are Putin photos recast as cubist diagrams or in strange, surprised-looking poses. There's a reproduction of a Vrubel painting of Putin in his judo outfit. Art critic Nikolai Malok sees the works as counterbalancing the retouched official-looking Putin portraits and posters on sale in many Russian shops. These are ironic images, says Malok, not humiliating ones, but at the same time without any of the officialdom. While the gallery goers mingle with drinks in hand, a band sings a satirical ditty about Putin. Putin won't let anyone hurt us. Putin, don't leave us, goes the song. Gallery visitor Valery Nikolsky says Putin's serious image makes him a good subject for irony, unlike former President Boris Yeltsin, whose drinking and legendary goofing off made him ironic enough, without artistic embellishments.
Yeltsin was too artistical. Yeltsin appeared to be a real Russian guy. But Putin... Someone who is just working hard.
An artist, Vrubel, says he's still working hard on his Putin phase. He and his partner say they'll unveil yet another Putin art project soon. Befitting his subject's shadowy former life as a KGB spy, Vrubel says the details of that Putin project are a secret. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.